Chris.
Marcus.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back. And we've got a kind of a special occasion. Looks like we've got a new spot here. We had to
take off last week just because we were in the middle of trying to figure this all out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, set it up, make it a little bit of an anticipation buildup.
Anticipation buildup, exactly.
And we now, Marcus, are recording the show at Marley's in Chandler Fashion Square Mall.
Yes, so we are now live in Marley's, and got to make sure it's a little pocket awareness podcast. It's Marcus and Chris. We're back. We're live at Marley's in Chandler Fashion Square. We had a little week off, but it's okay. We're back for week two. We're going to get you guys week three. We're going to get you ready for all the games that are coming up this week, all the little quarterbacks that we've been talking about, all the hot quarterbacks. Make sure you follow me at the Mark John NFL, and then go ahead and follow Chris. What's the Twitter at, Chris?
You've been saying it so well, though.
At King Menelos.
Okay, there you go. I got it, man. I got this, bro. I got the
King Menelos.
You got the Twitter handle down.
Yeah, so make sure you guys follow us there. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on Spotify. Make sure you hit the
subscribes button.
Download on Spotify. There you go. Make sure you subscribe on Apple iTunes. Right,
that podcast little app you got on your phone.
Exactly.
Just go sneak your way into there
and leave us some reviews, man. We still need some reviews.
They're showing up.
Oh, they're showing up.
We're getting some reviews.
Ah, see, I like.
Seen
that.
A lot of stars. I like it.
I like that. We're moving. All right, guys. So we got a lot to talk about today. We could talk about all the injuries we got going on. All the quarterbacks are just going down like crazy.
It is an unusual start to the year, Marcus.
I mean, it's mostly the old guys, but we'll get into that.
Careful.
I'm just saying,
careful,
it's
because
the old guys.
Marcus, they're like our age. Like,
yeah, so but
you can't admit that we're old.
I mean, but they're football old.
They are football old.
They're football old,
they're
guys.
They're definitely football
yeah,
old.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about Dak's hot start, which he's off to a hot start, really hot. We got Mahomes versus Jackson, Chiefs, you know, got some Chiefs fans in the house.
Got some Chiefs hands.
Disgusting, but we got...
Marcus is not happy about it.
Not
Chiefs
happy
fan.
About that. No, you know, but it's okay. It's okay. We're all right. we're talking about the injuries, of course. Mayfield is off to a little slow start. I got some opinions about that for sure. We got Daniel Jones starting this week. We're getting our first Daniel Jones.
A little Daniel Jones. A little farewell to Mr. Eli Manning.
Yeah, farewell to Eli Manning.
Oh, and we got some Giants fans in here getting a little closer after that one.
After the Eli Manning talk? All right. Then we got Thursday night preview. You know, the kind of the Titans versus Jaguars. Talk about that. My boy Gardner, bro.
Your boy Gardner.
Gardner's my boy, dog. So we got a lot to talk about, Chris. We got a lot to talk about. You know, first things first, I mean, how you feel about your Packers? I wanted to kind of feel how you feel about your Packers offense and your boy Aaron.
You know, the offense is doing kind of what I thought it would do. Start slow. They didn't start slow on Sunday, though.
Okay.
That was a quick 21 points they put up. I was really excited to see that.
So what do you think of it so far? What do you think?
I think it's going to keep evolving. I think the offense is just going to keep getting better and better. And I think the league's in a lot of trouble. I think Aaron Rodgers is about to do exactly what I said he was going to do. He was sick of everybody talking about him. And he's going to let it out on the field. I think he's got a potential MVP season coming his way. He's played against
MVP. All right, you're going to
listen.
You're talking about MVPs.
No. Hold on. Just
his YPA is like 6 point something.
You do realize he played against two of the top five defenses in the NFL.
I get that, Chris, but come on. I mean, come on, dude.
Just wait.
That YPA is pretty low.
Just
right
wait.
I'm just saying that yards per attempt is pretty low.
He's going to do your favorite thing. You know what he's going to do?
What's he going to do?
He's going to play action the crap out of the NFL.
I know, but they're not play action that much yet. They did more this last week. They didn't do any against the Bears. I don't know what that was about.
It's coming. Because that offense is still trying to figure out how to play on week one. They've never played the whole preseason. It was a little disappointing that they didn't play during the preseason.
I know.
Because there was so much rust that they had to knock off. But I think that they're starting to get there, and they're playing another top five defense again in Denver. But at least we get that Lambo love, and I think you'll just see the offense continue to progress. Oh my God, Marcus, that word would not come out.
It's okay, man. It's all right. It's all right.
You're gonna see them do a lot better here.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
and Aaron Rodgers is right. Hey, they got a defense over there in Green Bay.
Yeah, they got a pretty good defense. I'm just wondering what you thought, man.
Excited.
I mean, he's getting a lot of slander on Twitter right now.
I'm excited.
Analytics people, they hate Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah, they want to keep dogging him because they were dogging him all offseason. They want to keep their narrative going. But they're forgetting that the first three games is against, I think all three defenses last year were in the top five.
Broncos weren't. But
the Broncos were top 10 last year,
they're
right?
They're a pretty good defense, though.
So you got three of the best defenses from last season, and you play them 1-2-3.
Yeah.
And the Packers are looking at going 3-0 right away.
It's a good shot. Are you in Denver this year?
No, it's in Lambeau.
That's a win.
The Packers, so after their first game on the road, they play five of the next six in Lambeau.
Okay.
So there's a fast start in the making for the Packers.
All right, Chris. Chris got a lot of hype about the Packers.
I'm feeling good.
You know.
I want to hear, are you okay?
I'm all right, man.
Are you okay?
I'm all right, dude.
Are the Raiders treating you nicely?
The Raiders are all right. The Raiders caught the Patrick Mahomes buzzsaw. I'm okay with that.
Yeah?
Okay. You know, for some reason, he likes Hunter Renfrow. I don't get it. Hunter Renfrow's not separating.
But Waller. Waller's looking good.
Yeah. You know, but we can't,
got a nice tight
we can't
end,
have
man.
Hunter Renfrow with 8 targets. Can't do it, Chris. Can't do it. I'm sorry. But that's my biggest beef right now. The defense,
okay.
I don't care. It's Patrick Mahomes. He's going to put up 28 points. But if you're targeting Hunter Renfrow 8 times, my dude, Hunter Renfrow.
Oh, I mean, they want to turn him into the next.
The
next.
It's frustrating.
I think his ceiling right now is Cole Beasley. I think his ceiling is Cole Beasley right now.
Yeah, but Cole Beasley still, I don't know. He's got to figure out how to run routes in the NFL. But. I don't know.
Well, Beasley's starting to look good over there with Mr. Allen in Buffalo.
Yeah, but, I mean, Allen's.
He is what
Cam.
We said he
he's
was.
My Cam.
So. Oh,
but
there we go.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that. Okay. All right. Let's start off with your favorite quarterback, one of them, Dak Prescott, who's off to a hot start.
Is he off to a hot start,
he's
Marcus,
off to a hot start.
Or is he off to – he played against two not very good defenses.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Have you seen Dak play like this? Against anybody?
No, that's a good question to ask. And I will say this: I saw week one, and he threw this. It was a go route to Cooper,
uh-huh.
But he just dropped the ball in the absolute perfect place, and I'd never seen that happen from Dak.
Yeah, he looks like a different quarterback this year. I'm not gonna lie. But one thing I do want to point out though is the play action passing that they are doing at a high rate.
Interesting.
So,
Marcus.
So I'm gonna point this out. So Dak Prescott right now, they are doing play action at 43% of their pass plays. So almost half of them have some kind of play fake to either Zeke or Tony Pollard.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So they're basically switched it up. They're gonna try. They're basically treating him like Jared Goff at this point. And that's kind of how I look at it. They're kind of giving him like, because if you play action that much, you're getting so many easy looks. Like you're running play action, especially when you got Zeke, bro. Like they're gonna bite. It doesn't matter.
Oh, absolutely.
And their whole offensive philosophy. So that's what happened with the Giants game. The Giants were expecting them to come through and run the ball like they usually do, right? So the Giants came up and they're playing man to man everywhere. And since they're playing man to man everywhere. The Cowboys are just throwing the ball over the top of their heads with play actions because they weren't ready for it.
Oh yeah.
So when those linebackers would come straight up to stop Zeke or Tony Pollard.
Well, and the safeties too are jumping.
Yeah,
they have to.
Everybody's jumping up to come play the run, and they're just throwing the ball over the top.
And I don't think that that's just a Giants thing. I think you're going to see that throughout the entire league when they're playing against the Cowboys, regardless.
Exactly. So I mean, Kellen Moore is really the genius here behind all of this.
Did you just say Kellen Moore is a genius?
Yeah, he's a genius, right? I really feel like he's got
that is aggressive.
Bro, look how good he has Dak looking.
Well, you got it. Like you just laid it out, the best running back in the league essentially right now and one of the best offensive lines in the league.
100%.
It just makes sense to run it this way. I'll give you this.
Okay.
Here is a guy that's looking at what he has and is running an offense that fits his personnel.
Which a lot of people don't do.
They don't do that. There's only one other coach that I can tell you exactly does that every single week. And he's not even offensive coordinator.
Who's that?
Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the Patriot way.
Yeah.
It's a matchup game, and it's that's how the Patriots run it. And the Cowboys are playing their personnel game. We're going to play to the strength of our personnel, and you've got to figure out how to stop it.
Exactly. And I think, Michael Gallup's hurt now, but the rise of Michael Gallup is helping a lot. It's helping Dak a lot. I think they're going to have an issue once he's down because Cooper's hurt.
Well, we talked about that.
He got a plantar fasciitis, and he's fighting it. Last week he had a decent game. He had a touchdown. I mean, for fantasy people, yeah, he had a good game, but he still only had 4 catches. He only had 5 targets. They're targeting Gallup the most. So, and they're targeting Gallup the most the week before.
Well, do you think it's they're targeting him, or is Kellen Moore using his personnel to his advantage and saying, hey, we know where all the matchups are going to be, and you just got to keep an eye out for it? And as long as you are keeping an eye out for it, you'll notice that Michael Gallup is the one that's going to be the open guy.
Yeah, and it also, I mean, Michael Gallup has got a whole lot better. So that's a big deal for that offense. And I think that's why Dak is playing so well. It's because Michael Gallup is rising. You know what I mean?
Well, I think getting we messed around and joked about it a little in the offseason.
Yeah.
But getting Tony back.
Yeah.
Getting Witten back at the tight end position.
You thinking Tony Gonzalez?
I was thinking Tony Gonzalez. getting Witten back at the tight end position. It's another old tight end.
Yeah. You know,
getting Witten back at the tight end position is a security blanket for him and something that he's used to. And then Randall Cobb is going to be a big factor there.
He's going to be a really big factor there for them. He's a great replacement for Beasley for them. And then Zeke starting to get going. He got started to get going last week. So, I don't know, man. I think this train is going to keep rolling, bro. I think that he's going to keep rolling throughout the season, especially if they keep using the personnel correctly that they're using.
That's the key. They got to continue to use the personnel correctly. If this ends up being that Dak's got to win the game for him, and they're going back to those old pass schemes, and you're not seeing that play action 40% of the time, that's when they'll run into trouble.
See, this goes back to how I talked about stopping the Rams last year. I think teams are going to take it there where they're going to be like, okay, we're not going to bite on the run. You can run on us all you want. And
it's the old Adrian Peterson game, man.
Yeah.
You just let AP go run for 280 yards. Just make sure he's not scoring touchdowns every play.
Yeah. So if you let Zeke eat, and you just go to stop that passing game, I think Dak's going to look a lot different. Because nobody's like, hey, let's stop Dak.
They're still not like that. Absolutely not.
And if he keeps playing hot, which he's going to play pretty good against the Dolphins, so they got the Dolphins, he's probably going to throw another 3 or 4 touchdowns, right? He's probably going to, you know, he's have these big numbers going into different weeks, and they're going to run into a team that's going to come in there and be like, hey, we're stopping Dak Prescott. Once we stop Dak Prescott, I think we have a chance. We're going to play two-man. We're going to play, like, you know, some switch the coverages on him. We're going to let them run the ball.
You know what's going to be a great game coming up? It's a few weeks out.
Okay.
Cowboys-Packers.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about.
That's going to be the game.
So if Mike Pettine comes out with a game plan like, I'm going to stop Zeke, they might be in the middle of the field is going to be open. But if they come out and say that we're going to not bite on any play action, then and you can run the ball, then it's going to be a different outlook on the game. So it's going to be interesting with Dak. I mean, he's going to have I still think he's going to have a good year, though. I think he's going to finish off strong.
I hesitate to say that he's going to finish the season strong. I hesitate because the NFC East is in trouble this year.
Yeah.
And you played the two worst teams in the NFC East to start the year. I'm gonna hold off on anointing Dak for having a good season. I got some more that I need to see.
See, because the thing is this, which is going to bother me a little bit. If Dak has a really good year, he's going to be up for, like, MVP because he plays for the Cowboys, and he's on national TV all the time.
Well, he's definitely going to be on national TV all the time because everybody wants to see the Cowboys just – they always play well on TV.
But that's what I'm saying. So every game that he has, if he goes on national TV and throws 400 yards, Chris, what's going to happen?
He's not going to be throwing for 400 yards, though.
I don't know,
Zeke's
man.
Zeke's going to be running for the 280 that we were talking about, and Zeke's going to be able to sit back there. He'll throw for 180 with 2-3 touchdowns, and they're not going to talk about his yardage, we're going to talk about how great of a game he had.
But they haven't been running the ball, dude. They've been passing. They are a pass-first team right now. That's what I'm talking about. Teams are playing them like they're a run-first team. And we know we've talked about this before, how NFL doesn't start to week three anyways. We've talked about this before. It's week three. I mean, of course,
the first quarter of the season is still everybody trying to get off of their
or they're trying to figure out. Like nobody knows what Kellen Moore is doing. That's a brand new offense. They came out and said they're going to be Jason Garrett the whole offseason. So that's what I'm saying. The Giants came out and thought they're playing Jason Garrett and Scott Linehan, and they came out and got buzzsawed by a college looking offense. And that's how it is right now. But once somebody figures that out, and I'm telling you, once they go, hey, Dak, you beat us. Zeke, you get 150 yards. We're going to hold Dak to 100 yards passing or try to stop it. It's going to be different, man. It's going to be different for them.
I think I'm going to agree with you there. And that's why I'm holding off. That's why I'm not. Here it is. Hashtag, we'll see.
Hashtag, that's a
I'm hitting with you right away.
Man, it's just funny because, you know, I used to do Cowboys Wire.
Yes, you did.
And I'm still, like, entrenched with Cowboys Twitter, man. And they are like.
Well, that offense is completely different.
They were a mess last year. They are freaking out. Like, they're freaking out. Like, well, they're doing 11 personnel 73% of the time. And I'm thinking, like, the whole league does that. So they caught up to the league finally. You're excited about that? Like, relax, guys. That's why you're catching everybody off guard, because everybody's like, what the hell is this? And we'll see, though. That's a big we'll see with Dak, man.
Absolutely. Should we stay in the NFC East?
Yeah, let's stay in the NFC East.
There was some big news in the NFC East this week.
What's the big news?
Well, a certain anointed Hall of Famer with two Super Bowl rings, and that's about it, went to the bench.
Are we about to have this conversation, whether Eli's a Hall of Famer or not? Are we about to have this?
I didn't say that he was. I'm just saying this conversation? Certain anointed. It's coming.
Oh, man.
It's coming. You know it's coming.
All right, so let's give some background. So Daniel Jones is starting this week. Eli got 2 weeks, which is kind of shocking. That's kind of shocking.
I can't believe they
did it
this fast.
Did he play that bad, though?
I didn't think so.
I think it's more about history.
Is it, though? Is it? I mean, we talked about
it last
season.
He's played bad for the past 4 years.
He has declined. He definitely has declined. But I didn't see the same mistakes. I don't even want to call them mistakes. I didn't see the same hesitating that he did the last 2 years. I think he knows that he has to be more deliberate with the football. And I think that he was. So I was very surprised to see that they only gave him 2 games.
I was surprised.
They couldn't even run their offense.
They wanted to play Daniel from preseason.
They couldn't even run their offense.
They probably
offense.
Wanted to play Daniel week one, but they didn't want to. They, out of respect to Eli, they gave him 2 weeks.
Now, who's they?
Pat Shurmur and David Gettleman. They wanted to play. They wanted, as soon as Daniel Jones went 29 for 34 in the preseason, they wanted to play him. You can't tell me they didn't.
I'm so sick of that, Marcus.
They wanted
we
to play him.
We talked about it all preseason. I know. Talked about it all last year. We talked about it ever since we started this podcast.
Yeah.
Getting excited off of what a rookie quarterback does in the preseason is the biggest mistake ever.
I know, because I always think about Blake Bortles, because Blake Bortles balled in the preseason his rookie year. He balled.
Marcus Mariota balled.
They all balled.
Jameis Winston balled. Everybody had a phenomenal preseason their rookie year playing against twos and threes.
And I always kind of feel like the guy who struggles in the preseason is always the one who's going to be better. Like Deshaun Watson really struggled. I don't know if you remember, he really struggled.
Well, when we started getting on him about his accuracy right away, too.
But you know what I'm saying? But he really struggled. And then he figured it out, and now he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And then that's how I kind of look at Kyler Murray. Like, Kyler Murray really struggled, too. And I think Kyler kind of is starting to figure it out,
too. Let's not
We're not getting there yet. We're not getting there yet. But all right, so let's talk about Daniel Jones, Eli. Let's go there, Chris. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
That's actually the better question.
Is
he done in New York City?
He's done in New York City for sure. He's going to retire.
You think he's going to retire after this year?
For sure.
You think he's full-blown retiring?
He's retiring.
You don't think if somebody throws some money at him, he wouldn't play?
Where would he go? Honestly.
He could go to Pittsburgh.
But Big Ben is still there.
What if Big Ben doesn't have a good surgery? What if it doesn't go the way that he hopes it does?
He's still there, though. And they traded their first-round pick, so obviously they're all in on Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
They put all the cards on the table for Mason Rudolph.
I mean, if you want to ask me where Eli's going to end up next season.
There's nowhere for him to go.
In week two of this year.
There's nowhere for him to go.
He could go to Miami. If we're going to get into it right
they're
now.
They're drafting Tua, though.
If you're going to say no.
They're tanking for Tua.
Okay, so here's the thing. I said that, but it's Rosen's team.
It's
and
not,
if they
though.
Draft. Okay, we can't go there now. We can't go there. That's an entire episode. We cannot do that right
they're
now.
They're taking Tua, bro, but whatever.
No,
go ahead.
Okay, but so if an opportunity arises for Eli Manning to be the starter next season, you think he doesn't take it?
No. I think he retires. I think he's done. I think he's going to go out as a New York Giant.
Do you think he thinks he's done? I don't think he thinks he is done.
You don't think he thinks he's done?
No, I think that he's just.
But where would he go?
Bro. It's too early to ask that question.
See, because I don't like this because this is the perfect matching for them to get rid of Derek Carr and bring up Eli into Las Vegas. That's basically what you're painting because I don't like this. I hope he retires. I didn't even want him out there in free agency for John Gruden to think that he could turn him into something. So I'm just, you know, I don't even want to think about that. I'd rather him just retire. Walk off into the sunset. You got your two Super Bowls.
He could absolutely walk off into the sunset. He has his two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He's done something that nobody else in the NFL has done, and that's beat Tom Brady.
Okay.
He is in a position where he could walk off into the sunset. But I don't know if he wants to.
I think he is. I don't think he wants to ruin
his career.
I don't
think he played bad enough.
Because he's not Peyton, man. Peyton...
Oh, I
just got hurt. Right?
Okay, I'm not going to disagree with that.
So when Payne went to the Broncos, he was just hurt. He was still playing at a high level the year before. Eli's not playing at a high level.
I don't think that's fair. I don't think what he has offensively to work with, besides Saquon Barkley, is really all that much to be able to put an offense together. And that they've played so poorly in the first 2 weeks that they've gotten completely out of their game plan. He hasn't even had the opportunity to run the offense the way they want to run the offense.
Well, yeah, because they ain't got no defense. But that's some kind of shock where they pulled him so quick. But
how did they not have this expectation going in?
I don't know,
what I don't get. Like,
they should have just started Daniel Jones from the beginning.
If you're going to go to Daniel Jones in week three, then you should have started him in week one.
Yeah, you
should
have.
Which, again, is a miserable decision. And I will stick with they made an awful decision by pulling Eli this soon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They want to go with Daniel. I don't know how he's going to look. He's got some good pocket presence, and he can go through
against
four reads.
Against the twos and threes, yeah, you're right.
He looked pretty good in the preseason. I get
right away. You announced it right away. You didn't even give.
I'm trying to get the benefit of the doubt here.
No, you're setting him up for failure. You're giving the defense that you're going to play against an entire week to prepare for him. You think they're going to run a different offense than what they ran in the preseason?
I think so. They're going to have to. They can't run that generic offense. They're going to have to give him some more. They're going to keep it simple for him. They always keep it simple.
So a guy that you and I evaluated as one of the more unprepared and underdeveloped prospects,
yes,
in this last draft class,
okay, yeah,
who played a vanilla offense and looked good,
okay,
is not going to get a simple offense.
I think he is. He's going to get a simple offense. They're going to give him something simple. They're probably just.
Well, he's not going to get.
They're going to ride Saquon with him, and if they're smart, they're going to do a lot of play action to give him easy looks off Saquon.
Because
teams are going to come. They're going to be like, Daniel Jones, you're going to throw the ball. We're going to stop Saquon. Once we stop Saquon, that's what they're going to do.
I have the shivers of Peterman running up my spine.
I don't know about that, bro. No, he's not Nathan Peterman, bro. He's still a first-round pick. He's still at least a top 100 talent in the draft.
Okay.
Nathan Peterman isn't.
Okay.
So,
talent level, yes, but prepared?
Not Peterman, bro. You can't do a Peterman. That's bad. Peterman had no business being on the field.
This is not going to be pretty this week, Marcus.
I think he'd be all right, man. I think he'd be okay. I don't think he's going to look terrible because I still think that he is a a smart quarterback.
It's just over under 1.5 interceptions.
Over.
Yeah, I almost said over under 2.5. That's where I kind of wanted to go with it.
That's extreme. I can see him, if he threw two picks, he'd start checking it down a lot.
Start checking him down? He'll be checking it down before he throws the picks.
I don't know, man. He's kind of aggressive. He was aggressive in college. He struggles with, if you show me one thing and you show me another. That's what he struggles with.
So basically what they're doing to...
But they're not going to do that at first. See, that's the thing, is they're going to come out and try to stop Saquon. They're not going to try to confuse him that much.
So you think the arrogance level on the defensive side of the
Hell
ball
yeah.
is so strong?
Hell yeah. I think it is.
Okay.
I think NFL teams, they're kind of, especially defensive coordinators, they kind of judge quarterbacks a certain way. Just like, you know, I hate to bring up the Raiders again, but like the Chiefs came out and they're playing cover one in the first quarter, and Derek Carr chopped them up, and then they started going into like cover two man or showing cover two, and then going back to cover one. They started playing to stop Derek, and the game changed. So like that's kind of my point, and I think that's gonna happen with Daniel. They're gonna come out, stop Saquon. He's gonna get one on ones. Sterling Shepard can get open, bro. If he leans on Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram can get open.
If he leans on
Sterling. Evan Ingram can get open, man, against one on ones, bro. You can get open against one on ones. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be okay. I think he's gonna be all right. I think he'll be okay. The defense just sucks, so
I don't think they're gonna be okay. Because they're going to get down, and then you can't run the feed Saquon Barkley game plan.
Yeah.
And it's trouble from there.
I agree. It's going to be big trouble from there, dude, once they can't stop Saquon. So, but I still think it'll be okay. I think it'll be all right.
I got Saquon on one of my fantasy teams, so I pray to God for Daniel Jones this week.
You pray to God for Daniel. I got Saquon on two fantasy teams, and I'm still mad from week one that he had 10 carries, 120 yards. Like, come on. Give us some more carries, man. God damn. All right, Chris. All right, I think that's enough about Daniel Jones starting. Let's talk about the other injuries. Or you want to go Mahomes, Jackson? What do you want to do?
Let's get into those injuries.
Okay, sorry.
Let's go into the injuries.
So we got two big injuries. We got Big Ben. Big Ben,
that was gross. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. He didn't get touched, right?
Well, like, he threw it and went and grabbed his elbow, and then he threw it again, and then he grabbed his elbow and looked to the sideline, and then he tried to shake it out. And did you see what his arm did when he tried to shake it out? It looked like it was a snake running up his arm.
Oh, man.
It was so gross.
Is that Tommy John's that he has?
I don't know what surgery he's having, and they have not said anything other than elbow surgery. And
which
they have
means
not
it's Tommy
about
John's,
the
right?
Specific surgery. If it's Tommy John...
Isn't that what it... I mean, if you tear your elbow, that's Tommy John's, right?
I don't know if it was even an actual tear or
well,
if
haven't
it's
they
just...
They haven't told us.
No, they won't tell us. They just said it's an elbow injury. There's so many things going on in there. We don't know exactly what it is.
So an elbow injury for you to be out all year has to be Tommy John's.
Unless you get them, like... Like, there's so many tendons in there that, and muscles are connected, and, like, you, I don't know. Like, did the tricep come off the tendon? Like, did the bicep come off the tendon? There's so many things going on in there, dude.
Bro.
You got bicep, tricep, and then your forearm, and your, there's just, did his funny bone explode? Who knows what happened in there?
Because if it's Tommy John's, I don't know if he.
Pitchers miss an entire football. Pitchers miss entire baseball seasons. With Tommy John surgery. Like, they get hurt, and they go, oh, he's done the rest of the year and next year.
So, if he's getting Tommy John's, man, I think he's done, right? Because you get Tommy John's, like, as a quarterback.
I mean, it's not.
How many quarterbacks get Tommy John's?
I don't know. I've never heard of a pitcher getting Tommy John surgery.
Yeah. Oh,
did I say pitcher?
Yeah, you said pitcher.
I meant quarterback. I've never heard of a quarterback getting Tommy John surgery.
That's what I'm thinking, man. I really – because the only time you throw a ball and nobody touches you and your elbow goes out, that's Tommy John's.
It looked miserable. It looked absolutely miserable.
Because I'm trying to think of pitchers. Because of a pitcher – I've seen pitchers get Tommy John's without getting touched. And that's what Ben looked like. And I don't know.
I don't know. Man, it looked like some voodoo snake went flying up his arm. It was gross. It was gross. I don't know if that happens when you get Tommy John.
I don't know, man. It looked pretty nasty. It looked pretty gross, dude. So you got Mason Rudolph coming in for him.
And that's interesting because they also drafted James Washington. So you got that old college connection.
Yeah. How's that going to work, though?
I don't know. I'm really intrigued to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I'm a little intrigued by how...
We liked how he threw the post. We said that when we evaluated him, that was the only thing he knew how to throw.
Yeah.
And he's got his wide receiver that knows how to catch his ball when he's throwing the post. So I'm really interested to see what happens for the Steelers offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still think that they have a pretty solid defense, and it got better with the trade for Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that they were already planning on leaning on Connor and Samuels for the running game. Now that's going to get exaggerated to another level. And the offensive line has not been playing poorly the last few years. So
no. I mean, they're actually one of the top 10 offensive line. I'm
intrigued. I mean, I felt that they were still what they put out for a roster this year with Big Ben was the potential division winner and a contender in the playoffs. And now that you lose Big Ben, I mean, they're still the second best team in the AFC North.
Are you sure about that? I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that?
I don't think they're the second best team. I think they're in like a 4-12. Type of
get out of here. You think it's going to be that bad?
Yeah, they're gonna regret trading that first round pick. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I don't know what they were thinking. Like, you lost your quarterback for the whole season. You're gonna go with a second year player, and you're gonna trade your first round pick.
They're basically saying that they feel that with the team that they have right now, that they will not pick lower than 11, because that's what Fitzpatrick was. He was the 11th overall pick. So they're saying that they're going to do better than the 11th overall pick this year.
Which is crazy. I don't know about that. Because the number, just think about it, the number 10 pick last year was 6-10. Do you see them going 6-10?
I don't know. I think everybody's going to count them out. And this is a dream scenario for Coach Tomlin. Because you get to come into that locker room and go, you went from being in a place where there was an expectation for you to win the division and to progress deeply in the playoff. And that's gone.
Yeah.
So you have no expectations. Everybody thinks that you are going to lose. So now it becomes everybody thinks you suck in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just going to beat that message all day and piss them off week in and week out. And they're going to come out to that football field and go, you think we suck? Let me show you something. And with the defense, the way that roster is put together defensively, I think they're going to do better than people expect. I think 6-10 is realistic.
Yeah, it is.
I think 7-9 might even be realistic.
7-9 is tough for me, man. That's tough. That's a tough one. I mean,
they're still going to be difficult for the Ravens when they go to Pittsburgh. They're still going to be difficult for the Browns when they go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, the Browns for sure. I mean, we'll get into that, but the Browns for sure will struggle a little bit because their quarterback's struggling.
Should we stay right there? Should we stay in the division?
We didn't get to Drew Brees though. We didn't talk about Drew
Brees. We'll get to Drew Brees.
Okay,
because we got more than just Drew Brees. We got a friend of his in the NFC South that I like to make sure I comment about.
Of course you would. Stay
right here.
Of course
in
you
the
would.
AFC North.
Okay, so let's talk about Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield has struggled the first two games of this season. He has, I think, what is he at right now?
He's Brett Favre, is what he started.
He's. I know he has four interceptions already.
He's got four interceptions.
I think he's starting
to gunsling.
I think he has two touchdowns. He has two touchdowns maybe in this season. Maybe three, four interceptions. His rating's not very well. He's not playing well in any analytical metric. He's kind of just there right now. He's just a guy.
I gotta say that I was very impressed with Booger McFarland on Monday Night Football this last week.
Okay.
Because I thought that he was very spot on with his opinion and what he was seeing on the football field. And he pointed it out. There's a reason why Baker's not looking good right now. And he's forcing the football.
Well, I told you this before the season starts.
Chris. Oh, we talked about this before the season
started.
He's got
20 picks in him.
Oh, for sure.
He's got
20
picks.
Especially because
he has it in him.
He wants to give that ball to Odell.
He wants to
force that ball, and he's not taking the easy throws.
He never does. He never does. And he's bailing the pocket for
no
reason.
And that's one of the plays I want to talk about. He got his tight end hurt.
Oh, that one, I know what you're talking about.
Did you see the play?
Yeah, when he threw it way too high.
Well, yeah, he threw it way too high, and he bailed out of the pocket, and he threw it way too late because he was standing on the sideline. Like, I've got two options, force the ball or throw it out of bounds. So he forced it, threw it high. Njoku got his legs taken out, smashed his head. He also screwed up his wrist, and he's probably going to have wrist surgery.
Oh, man.
But if you go through the tape of the play, when he was in the pocket, Njoku started his in route and was wide open. If he gets the ball out right away, that's a positive gain, and your tight end, your starting tight end, stays in the football game.
But he doesn't want to make that throw, though. He wants to make the big throw. That's the easy throw. You can learn how to make the easy throw. I think sometimes you just get into that greediness that I could just make the big throw. But the thing with Baker and what we saw Monday night, and I know he's been struggling. He's been struggling to stay in the pocket. He just definitely looks like a different player than he did last year, which I talked about that. Before the season started, that is he going to get better? You know, I talked about that. Did he already hit his ceiling?
Wow!
And Marcus,
I didn't want to look at it that way, and I still don't.
but I thought about that when I was watching him. Man, he already looks like a guy who's been playing for 7 years. Like, is he really going to get better than what he played the year before? So that's kind of how I looked at it. Like, when you watch some of the other guys that I watch, you can kind of tell that they have potential to get better, but like him, I kind of feel like that he already hit his ceiling.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I think he's just in a place and a mindset where he looks at what he has offensively and the weapons that are around him, and I think he's too confident in his abilities that when he gets a guy like Beckham on his team, he goes, Oh, I will throw him the ball whenever I please, and he's going to come down with it every single time.
Yeah, but he was doing that last year with Rashard Higgins. I don't think it makes a difference. I think what's going to happen this year, though, is that, like what happened with the Jets game, is that Odell's going to clean up his warts. Because if you look at his stats, right, he's like 19 for 37, but he threw for 325 yards.
Because Odell had the 89-yarder.
Odell had 166 yards receiving. You know what I mean? So Odell's going to clean up his warts regardless. He's going to have some games where he's going to look awesome because he's just going to get the ball to Odell. Odell's going to kill some wide receivers.
If he keeps making throws like he did on the 89-yard touchdown pass, I think that we will see some progression come from Baker Mayfield, because if he's getting the ball out quick, and this is just the rules for all NFL quarterbacks. If you're making the quick throw and you're putting the receiver in a position to get yards after catch, you're going to have success.
Yeah.
He had a check down on the interception that he threw when he forced the ball to Odell Beckham, and it was high, and Odell still got his hands on it. It just – so did the defender, and the ball got tipped up, and then it fell in a defender's hands. Like, he had Chubb underneath.
He
underneath ball.
He won't check down, at least for another 5 years.
Survived in the next day.
Another 5 years. He ain't checking down for a while.
Well, then he's going to put up some Brett Favre numbers big time.
He is. That's who he thinks he is. I mean, he did that whole little photo at the beginning of his draft pick.
Is that
got drafted.
Is that who you want to be, though? Like,
not in today's NFL. You can't have turnovers in today's NFL.
No, not like that.
No, because it's not like everybody's passing. You can't – you have a turnover, they're going to throw a touchdown the next play. You can't do that. This is not like the 90s where you could throw 25 interceptions and have a Vinny Testaverde year. we always talk about that. Vinny Testaverde,
We still keep bringing that up. What's this, like the fifth time we've brought it up?
His stats baffled me that year, Chris. I can't get over it. 35 interceptions? It's crazy. Anyways, so my brother always loves when I do that.
It always makes it in here.
I can't get over it. So, I mean, you can't do that in today's NFL. Like, I mean, last year, like, the lead leader was Ben Roethlisberger with 16. You know what I mean? So, you can't be throwing that many interceptions.
You sure it wasn't Mariota?
No.
Oh, he was out for too long to throw as many picks as he should have.
And Mariota is too scared to throw the ball to get intercepted, so he'd just rather take a sack. So he's too scared to throw it. He's a wide open guy. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that window's is. He has 3 yards of separation, but I don't know if the window's going to close. So let me hold the ball and take a sack.
We got a first round pick wide receiver. You know, we're paying him to go get this ball. Yeah. Maybe I won't throw it.
He's killing Stephon Gilmore, who's an all pro corner. But you know, I don't want to throw it to him. Yeah, I don't know if that window's open enough. Let me take a sack.
Survive another day. Survive another day.
You know, survive it down. Yeah, that's Marcus Mariota. So it's totally different. But I think Baker. I just wonder if he hit his ceiling already. I wonder if we saw it. We saw what Baker's going to be, and he's not going to get that much better.
That would be insane. That would be absolutely insane.
I was watching him, Chris, and I was like, I just had that feeling when I was watching him for his last season. I had a feeling that he kind of is already maxed out. Like
that would be insane.
Like Lamar, I'm thinking, okay, this is the next step he could take. Josh Allen, I'm thinking, okay, he's the next step he could take. Even Sam Darnold, there's the next step he could take.
Yeah, don't make out with people that have mono. That's the next step. Well, now he can do whatever he wants.
I know, but now they're worried about his fleet exploding, so it was Sam Darnold. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, so Baker has been struggling. We'll see if he gets better, see if he makes it happen, does something different. But he still has Odell, so he'll be in the lead on him all season. So let's get to these other injuries, Chris. We got Drew Brees.
I can't believe it happened. Like, the last time Drew Brees had an injury was his shoulder, and he was out for the entire year and lost his job.
I don't think that's going to happen this year, though.
Well, he's not going to lose his job, but that was the last time he got hurt.
They say he's out 6 to 8 weeks now.
Well, they didn't. So. Well, did he have his surgery already and they're checking on it?
Yeah, so he had his surgery. So they started with 4 to 6, but they had his surgery. Now it's 6 to 8.
Well, they had to get in there and really see what it was.
Yeah.
Do you think they put him on the IR?
No, they haven't. They're not good. Sean Payton came out today and said he's not.
Well, I mean, he's that team.
He is. Well, we got Taysom Hill and Teddy Bridgewater. They said they're going to do a two quarterback system. But you know what I always say? You got two quarterbacks, you got none. That's my theory. You got two, that means you have zero.
I do not disagree with you.
That is not a good sign that you're planning on playing two quarterbacks. It's not. You need to pick one.
I think they will. I think you'll see them pick one.
I think they're going to go with Taysom. What do you think?
I was feeling the same exact way.
Preseason, bro. They're preseason. They're going to go back. Teddy didn't play that well when he came back in. And they're probably like, well, maybe Taysom can do it. Because they really like Taysom.
They really like him.
They think he's the next dude. They think he's next up, bro. So,
I think that's the way that you got to go. I mean, I liked that they brought Teddy to be the backup. But I think you gotta see what you got in Hill. You gotta see what you got. Is he just this flash in the pan that you bring in to play the Wildcat, or is he a real thing?
Yeah, I agree, dude. You has to bring in Taysom and try to see what's going on with him, because he did have a good preseason. He's one of the highest graded players on Pro Football Focus for preseason. You know, so. We got to see what he's got, man. They got to see what he's got. But I don't know. They're going to go with Teddy for a little bit. But if they do the two quarterback system, they go like a quarter-quarter thing, they're going to be in trouble, bro.
Oh, I don't. Do you think it'll be a quarter-quarter thing, or do you think it just starts off situationally?
I don't know, dude. I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but it's going to be
I think
see.
The best thing they're doing is not telling anybody what they're going to be doing.
I don't know, dude. I think that they're going to go with Taysom for a little bit, and they're going to come back. And they're going to go somewhere else.
Because they haven't even announced a starter yet, right?
No, that's what he announced today. They're going to go with two quarterbacks.
Right. Well, yeah, they're going to go with two quarterbacks, but they're not saying which one's going to start the game.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't said that. But I'm guessing Teddy. I'm guessing Teddy's going to start the game. But I don't know what else is going to happen there. But I'm sure they'll figure it out, dude. I don't know.
You know who needs to figure it out?
Who?
Carolina.
Well, with Cam? Well, they got Kyle Allen, bro. The Arizona product, dog. Oh, the Arizona quarterback's about to be in the NFL, bro.
Yeah, they're doing so great.
What?
The Nick Foles and Kyle Allen.
Nick Foles got $22 million, bro. I'm just saying. But he's not from Arizona. He's from Texas. I'm talking about Arizona, born and raised.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Born and raised.
Uh-huh.
bro. You know what I'm saying? We got Spencer Rattler coming up the pipeline. You know what I'm saying? Oklahoma. Everybody Oklahoma gets the number one draft pick. So Spencer Rattler, who's more talented than Jalen Hurts, he's definitely is. I'm just saying that the AZ quarterbacks are coming, bro. They're coming.
Okay.
All right. So you got Kyle Allen. He's probably going to start this week over Will Greer, which kind of says a lot about Will Greer.
I think that they were just trying to figure out what Will Greer was going to be in the preseason and just like the way that he started the year. I don't think they know what they have in him yet.
Yeah.
You and I, we saw little flashes, but nothing super impressive.
Very little.
Nothing super impressive.
Very little. So,
but I do have to say the one preseason game, what was it? It was either week 3 or week 4.
Yeah.
He was driving him down the field, and then the ball went like right through the wide receiver's hands, and it was a pick 6. And then he got strip sacked for another touchdown return. Like, I don't know if I can put those on Greer, but it happened.
Yeah, it did. It did happen. But I mean, I don't know if Cam is done. I don't know what Cam's going to do after this.
I don't know. We talked about this exact scenario playing out. And you know what? It's more his ankle and his foot
mm-hmm.
than it is his shoulder.
Yeah.
And I cannot watch that man throw a football. It hurts my soul.
I know. We've been talking about this for years,
It hurts my
Chris.
Soul.
We all know you don't like Cam Newton's mechanics. We all know that you hate Cam Newton's
mechanics.
Marcus,
I will walk out this building right now. I will walk out of Marley's at Chandler Fashion Square Mall.
I don't know how long Cam's going to be out, but I think Callahan's going to feel him pretty well. No, he had a pretty
I think
good
he's out 3 weeks.
I think Kyle Allen's going to be okay. Yeah,
Allen will be okay as well.
He played good in the last last game of the season last year, and we all saw how good it was for Mahomes. It kind of gave him a little confidence. So Kyle Allen has some confidence, you know, and he's going to make it happen, bro. I think he's going to do all right. I don't know what he's going to do against the Cardinals. I mean, he got the Cardinals this week, so it's not going to be that crazy for him. But he should be
well, this is the team to get the new guy in on.
I know, right? The Cardinals. But he should be all right next week. I think it'd be all right. But I'm a little worried about Cam, man. I don't know how much long Cam's going to play.
I don't know if his head's in it.
You think? I don't know how
I think he's checked out mentally.
I think he might retire.
Not just physically.
I feel a retirement coming.
Really?
Yes. I feel a retirement coming, Chris.
Huh.
Not now, but like by the end of the year, he might contemplate it. He might come back next year. But if that shoulder's not getting better and he keeps getting hurt, bro, he is going to retire. I feel it. It's not going to be any different.
Interesting.
So, yeah. We're okay. I don't know about Cam, dude.
Interesting.
He's in trouble. He's in big trouble. All right, Chris. So we're at the 50-minute mark. We haven't even got to Mahomes and Jackson.
Woo! That's a lot to talk about. That's a lot to talk about.
Thursday night game. I mean, we got Jackson Titans. We're going to watch Gardner Minshew as my boy.
Let's do this. Let's just mention that game.
Okay. So, yeah, we got Marcus Mariota, which I don't like at all.
No.
I think he's pretty bad. So, yeah, we got the Thursday night game coming. You know, I just want to see my boy Gardner ball out a little bit. So I just want to see him, you know, solidify that job. I just want him to take I just want Nick Foles to – I want him to eat that Nick Foles money. That's what I want.
I would be 1,000% okay with that.
I just want Gardner to keep balling and keep that job, man. That's what I want for him.
You know, he came into that game week one and threw 80%.
I know.
Over 80%.
Yeah, I mean, he struggled a little bit last week, but he finished well. He showed a lot of guts. You know what I mean?
Well, I can't believe the game was even that close. On the road?
Yeah.
Backup quarterback? Your cornerback doesn't want to play for you anymore?
Yeah. Well, the Jags got Mahomes the week before. So, I mean, they're actually a good defense. They just got Mahomes. I'm convinced that's a thing.
He just eats everybody alive.
It doesn't make a difference, man. So, let's talk about Mahomes versus the Ravens. And we got Lamar Jackson.
That is right now the most fun game of next week.
Yeah, I agree, dude.
I cannot wait to watch that game.
Man, I was watching Patrick Mahomes this Sunday, dude. I know I watched a little bit of him against the Jags, and he was phenomenal. And then
he just eats.
The Raiders had a good game plan to stop the game. I mean, they didn't hold him to a point in the first quarter. Like, it was the first time ever for Patrick Mahomes since he became a starting quarterback. They were the first team to hold them to 0 points in a quarter in a regular season game. I don't know if the Patriots did, but in a regular season game. So they're the first team to hold them to 0 points in a quarter. And then the second quarter started, and the first play, he threw a touchdown. And then the next drive, he threw another touchdown for 40 yards. And then the next drive, he threw another 30-yard touchdown.
Yeah, it was three in a row.
No, it was four in a row.
I thought it was just three in a row.
It was four in a row?
Four,
Chris.
Jeez.
And actually, it was five.
It was his only, yeah.
Actually, it was
one
five.
Came back.
Yeah, was he threw off like his back foot or something. Like somebody was at his legs, and he still just whipped it with his arm 50 yards in the field. It didn't make any sense, man. It was like a video game. He's like, he's just frustrated. I can't believe I have to deal with that for like 15 years.
Well, if you got to let him get 5 years in.
I don't know, Chris. I don't want to deal with that for any more longer. I'm done. I'm done with Patrick Mahomes already. I hate him. As I have a love-hate relationship with him because I like watching him, just not against the Raiders. I'm just done, bro. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it, bro. Like, he would just – and it's just, like, so perfect. Like, it's just online, in stride. Mecole Hardman runs a 4-2. He's hitting him in stride.
Like, yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. He's just ridiculous at this point. And he just makes plays after plays after play after play after play. He's seriously just like, I feel like he's in a league of his own right now.
100%. It's going to be, if he does it the whole year, this is one of those, like, you look and you go. You just looking at that guy next to you, and you just yep. I mean, I think the injuries showed that the old school quarterbacks, their time is coming to an end.
Yeah,
and you got the guys like Mahomes, who are doing things that guys like Big Ben, guys like Drew Brees, guys like Aaron Rodgers. This is what they did when they came into the league. Like,
yeah.
when they did it, it was wow. And now Mahomes is doing it. Now we're looking at it and go, we saw these guys when they first came out, and that was wow.
Yeah.
And now we're watching Mahomes and Lamar, and we're just like, oh, this is like really wow.
Yeah.
Like, this is really wow.
See, Lamar is super improved. You know, I really like Lamar. We talked about him outside the numbers, and I gave you some numbers earlier that he was – 83 for 41 last year outside the numbers with a 58 completion percentage. And this year he's 14 out of 18. And that's some improvement, bro. Like, I don't know if that's going to last throughout the whole season, maybe.
And that's what I need to see. I need to see Lamar do that all year. I need to see Mahomes finish it this year the way that he did last year. I need to see guys like Josh Allen make some progress. I need to see guys like Minshew have a full season under his belt. No, just saying, like, I want these guys to continue to play well. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, see, Josh Allen looks like a whole lot better, too, dude. I mean, I'm going to be honest.
He's starting off better, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, of all the first-round quarterbacks last year, I think Lamar and Josh have looked the best the first 2 weeks, which is kind of weird. You never would have thought that, but that's
how
it is.
Those are the guys that we rated a little lower in that class. But we also have to acknowledge that there's a little mono going around. And Baker is feeling himself, so
yeah.
We'll see if he comes back to reality. And then, as pointed out, and not sure if that was caught on a microphone.
Yeah,
you know, having a good defense helps as well.
It does. They both have really good defenses. I'm not gonna lie about that. The Bills have a really good defense. They're super well coached on defense. But I think Josh Allen's still making a lot of throws that he didn't make last year. This year. We'll see how it goes on further along. But I think Lamar is going to be – I'm thinking for sure he's going to be pretty good all year, because the way the two games that he played last week, that he played the first 2 weeks. So the first week, the Dolphins showed no respect for him passing. They ran cover zero basically the whole game, which I don't know who does that in the NFL, but whatever. I mean, he's an NFL quarterback. He's going to – I don't get it. They had no respect for him, right? So they did a cover zero, and he's just throwing it over the top of their heads. It was easy. It was nothing because there's nobody back there. So, hell yeah, okay, right? You just get thrown over the top. So the Cardinals switched it up a little bit. Cardinals were like, okay, we respect you a little bit as a passer, and so we're going to respect your passing game. So once they start respecting the pass game, right, he started running all over them. So they would drop. He would notice it. He still has good pocket movement. They get pressure, and he would drop, and he would just run.
Yeah, well, We were always in awe of his pocket presence at Louisville.
Yeah.
And the guy just knows when to pull the down, when to pull the ball down and go.
Yeah.
And when he decides to pull the ball down and go, he goes. There's no hesitation.
Yeah.
I was watching like six replays and just like in awe at the TV, trying to get people to pay attention. Watch.
Yeah.
Look. You can see when he changes his mind because that ball goes from his both hands. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he tucks it into his left. And you see the wrist roll with the ball in his hand.
Yeah.
And then he's gone. He just shoots out of
out the
cannon.
Window. Yep.
It's just so impressive. Yeah, it's so impressive.
Yeah, he's and that's what he did against the Cardinals. The Cardinals were actually respecting him as a passer, and they got
torched him
running the football, scrambling.
He almost had 400 combined yards.
I know. That's what I'm saying, bro.
It was like 280 passing and 120 rushing. It was incredible.
So, I mean, so it gets dangerous, man. He's just dangerous at this point. So you got to kind of pick your poison.
And he's got weapons.
Hollywood
Brown looks great right away. Do you think he looks great, or do you think he's underestimated?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Do you think Andrews looks great or he's underestimated?
Andrews looks great.
Andrews is a beast.
He's
beasting.
Legit.
He's beasting.
Bro.
And then they got Ingram behind him.
You got Ingram behind him.
You got a veteran running back.
He's got a good offensive line. He's got a good line, too. You asked for questions from the crowd. What questions are we getting from the crowd?
That Mark Ingram is a – we already answered that one. We already answered. Well, the question was, is Eli Manning done? It's just – you got to pay attention.
Is Eli Manning done? We kind of already talked about that.
We did. We went through it. We went through it.
Do you think Carolina is better off with Cam or without?
We tossed that one. So the question was, is Carolina
– okay, we'll take this question.
Is the question
we'll
Carolina
question.
Better with or without Cam Newton? And we touched on it.
I mean, I'm never going to say the team is better without Cam Newton. I'm not going to say that at all. So you asked that, Chris. I'm never going to say that.
If you ask me that question right now, they're going to give Kyle Allen the ball to just turn around and give it to Christian McCaffrey and actually run a West Coast offense that Norv Turner wants to run. You know what? Maybe they're better without Cam Newton right now.
See, I don't agree with that. You know, I don't agree with that. You can't say that, man.
I'm looking at the scheme. I'm looking at who he's got on the backfield. I'm looking at the defense that they got on the field. Maybe they're in a better position now that Cam's not going to be playing. If you're going to ask me that question, I think I might have to answer it.
No way. There's nobody. You don't believe that, Chris. You don't believe
it. I said maybe.
You don't believe
on paper.
You don't
on
believe
paper, it looks like it may. It may work out very well for them this week.
Maybe.
It may work out for them very well this week.
Maybe this week,
but not
long term.
Maybe it's a topic that comes up on Overreaction Monday on NFL Prime.
They're 0-2, right?
Yes, they are 0-2.
They are 0-2. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know about that. That's crazy. I don't know, man. All right. You got any more questions? We got any more questions from the crowd?
Yeah.
Oh, Dak's getting his contract.
The question was, is Dak getting his contract? Marcus says yes.
Dak is getting his contract.
I say, Jerry, be a little patient. Let's see how this plays out for a little longer.
Dak is getting his contract all day.
Be patient. Because I think that contract's going to be a franchise tag contract.
No, it's not, man. They're going to pay him. They are, dude. You got to think about this. Jerry Jones is obsessed with the triplets. He thinks he has his triplets. He thinks he has Zeke.
Second coming.
He thinks he has Amari. He thinks he has Dak. He thinks that he has his triplets. So you got to think of, because you know how many times he brings up the 90s? He brings up the 90s all the time. So he brings up 1993.
He does.
You know, they kind of compare us to Emmitt. When I had Emmitt, I didn't pay Emmitt. Like, bro, that was 20 years ago. It's over. Like, that happened 25 years ago, dog. Like, you guys won a Super Bowl 26 years ago. It's okay. It's over. You know, like it doesn't make any sense to me. So, but he's going to pay all three of them. He's going to find a way. They're not going to pay Byron Jones, which is the person they should
that's
pay.
That's who they should pay.
They're not
going to
pay Byron
Jones.
They're going to keep Amari. So they're going to keep Amari, Zeke, and Dak. That's his triplets, bro. He believes it. He thinks Amari's Michael Irvin. He thinks Dak is Troy Aikman. And he thinks Zeke is Emmitt Smith.
We'll see what Jerry does.
It's gonna
see what Jerry does.
It's gonna happen.
But Marcus, there was one final question that I think we're gonna have to answer before we get out of here.
All right, we got one more question. What's the question?
The question was, is Colin Kaepernick getting signed with all these massive injuries to quarterbacks?
Okay. No.
Can I tell you? There's one system he would fit in.
What system is that?
North Turner's offense.
Carolina, right?
In Carolina.
Cat's
That's the only
signed.
Place that he goes.
It's been 3 years. I've kind of like.
You know why he's not getting signed, though? Because he sued the league. They're not letting him back into the NFL.
I mean, that does have a lot to do with it, but I think it's both. It's he sued the league. But Eric Reed did, too, though. So we got. Let's talk about this since this conversation came up.
Is Reed still there? Is he still in Carolina?
Yeah, he's in Carolina. He's still kneeling,
maybe
too.
Maybe it's going to be Carolina.
He's still kneeling, too.
Maybe it's going to be Carolina.
So, and their owner is very progressive. So it might happen, but I doubt it, man. I'm just looking at this Kirk Cousins 1-for-6, and it's the second quarter. I'm super distracted by this.
Oh, the replay?
And the stuff out Diggs
this
play
could be
hilarious.
Trouble with us in Marley's Chandler Fashion Square Mall with all these TVs up here.
Stephon Diggs, man, that play cracked me up when I saw it live, man. It just
that should have been intercepted. I was so mad about that.
That was a rookie play. He should have high pointed it instead of trying to catch it like it was
over shoulder. Yeah,
he should have high pointed the football.
Yeah, I'll bet you he's not making that mistake again.
No, but Diggs, he cracked me up on this play, bro.
Took his helmet off right away. As soon as he scored the touchdown, I was like, throw the flag.
I think he was just frustrated because he's been open the whole game. Like I saw this. I don't know. You might have saw my retweet, but I retweeted some routes he was doing against the Packers, and he made like Jahir Alexander like slip and fall.
I saw that one.
Did the ball go his way?
And why didn't it, Marcus? What have I been telling you? What have I been telling you that you won't admit? What have I been telling you with the quarterback that you want to put in your top 15? And why we'll never ever have a quarterback ranking 1 through 32. We can't even get through 5, Marcus. We cannot even get through 5.
I mean, based on last year, I figured he was. I mean, he's not playing very well this year. I give you that. He played terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we'll see. It's week to week, man. You know, with Kirk, and he's gonna fumble, but you know. But it's just crazy to me. He has those wide receivers and he can't get them the ball. Like you got wide receivers that get super separation against man coverage, and you can't get them the ball. That doesn't make any damn sense to me. That now
I told you a phenomenal signing for the Green Bay Packers
and the
was
rest
that guaranteed contract to Kirk Cousins.
What you got to watch out for, Chris, is the Lions, man. The Lions look pretty solid.
Are you really going to bring the Lions out here right
solid,
now?
They look solid, bro.
You're going to bring the Lions out here right now. You're going to come at me with Mr. I can't win over against a team that's got over 500 record?
They look pretty solid, man. They look pretty solid. I mean, if they didn't act like take off the wheels against the Cardinals, they could have beat them down. But that's just conservative coaching. But
well, I'm just excited to see a little Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson on Sunday.
Okay,
I think that's the game that I'm most interested in.
I agree.
And
I wish it was a Sunday night
weekend
game. I wish it was a Sunday night game.
I think we got a good weekend coming here.
I think so too. All right, Chris. So we're at about an hour. Like
all right, not too bad.
Thank Marley's for hosting us.
Not too bad for the first show.
100%.
In our live location.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to always wrap it up answering some questions now.
I think so, man. I think
that
works.
Might have to be something that that becomes a thing.
Yeah, you know, take questions from the crowd. Try to see what's going on.
If you're living in the
Chandler area,
if you're living in the Arizona region, come check us out.
Come check us out. We're live at Marley's. We start doing this every Wednesday. We're live at Marley's Chandler Fashion
Wednesday,
Square.
Wednesday,
6 p.m. Check us out every Wednesday. Also, you know, we're going to be posting this every Thursday, this podcast.
We'll get it out
pocket
for
awareness.
You just in case that they actually play a Thursday night game that somebody's going to care about.
Exactly.
We'll get that preview out for you.
Yeah, I know. I know too many people don't care about Titans and Jags, so I probably could post this on Friday and get away with it. But but we'll be okay. So, so make sure you hit the Spotify button. Hit that download button on Spotify. Hit the subscribe button on iTunes, A Little Pocket Awareness. Make sure you follow me at TheMarkJohnNFL. Follow Chris at KingManelos. Make sure you hit that follow button for us and all the information that we can give you. And we're going to keep pushing, man. You know, we got week 3. We got a whole season. You know, you're going to get some draft stuff from us. It's going to be crazy.
We'll give you it all.
We're giving you guys everything. All right. We're out.